Welcome to Nerdities. Bitches.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Mike's very brilliant, wholly original idea inside the Nerdities studio. Tonight, I will be interviewing my oldest friend on the planet, one Joseph Pravdo.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Joe. Joe, let's start off strong here. Why is your sister so hot?
She got all the good genes.
She has to go right out of the gates.
Yeah, I did. I sent this question to Mike last night when I was writing these. Mike, I think I'm going to start with it so he laughs.
She got all the good genes. She got the ability to tan.
She really did.
Yeah, I don't have that ability.
You don't. Like, ever.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Who, Joseph, influenced your nerddom?
Ooh. Personally, it started with my dad. Growing up watching Next Generation, a lot of Deep Space Nine. We watched a lot of Star Trek, Star Wars, classic movies. Being able to sit with my grandparents and my dad and just do random trivia. Just this actor was in this actor was in this, this actress was in this. Just spitballing. It was so fun. Professionally, Kevin Smith. Mallrats and Clerks really inspired me.
Joe, you're a bit of a foodie.
Oh, yeah.
What are your five favorite foods you've ever eaten?
Oh, God. Okay.
No prep for this question?
No, Justin knows where I'm going to go to.
Yes.
The Joey sandwich.
As it should be. What's on that bad boy, Joe?
We got a nice chicken breast, roasted red peppers, the prosciutto, some fresh mutts, and pesto.
Who is pesto?
You're a pesto.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't got my goal.
Don't muddy up my fucking sandwich, bro. Okay.
I will also have to add the sushi donut from the Festival of the Arts in Japan, the filet mignon from the Yachtsman.
Pause for a second. Joey, Vinny made a face. It's not an actual donut. They shape the rice like a donut, and they lay all the sashimi over.
Yeah.
It's over the rice.
Really good.
Then it's not a donut. They need to change their name.
Whatever.
It's
sushi, a donut-shaped sushi.
Sushi circle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sushi bagel?
Here's a random one. Cod cheek.
Cod cheek, huh?
Yeah, we had it at Morimoto's. It was fan-fucking-tastic.
Is that what it sounds like? It's the cheek of a cod?
Yeah. the way he prepared it, we had an omakase, and we didn't know what we were getting. So that was the highlight of that meal, was cod cheek.
Interesting.
Nice and tender.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
This is a new one. Birria tacos.
Oh yeah,
tacos. They're so good, so good.
They have to be made. Consomme. They have to be made right though, because like everybody's doing them now because it's the fad, and they suck. So you find yourself a good hole in the wall place.
Yes, you know they're gonna make it right.
There's a place in Pleasantville that does not only the traditional birria, which is the braised beef, but a chicken birria, which also
Ooh.
Is.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Hi, Joe. What's your dream job?
It used to be directing movies. I think it's actually changed since then. I just want to aspire to be creative. That's kind of really what I want. I just want to just do something creative, maybe some music or act or produce. So
just an artiste?
Yes, yes, yes.
Renaissance man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of been like a within the last couple of years thing.
What's your deep bench nerdy things? I'm not talking about your Trek or your Who or your James Bond that we all know and hear about several times. I want to know some deep pull.
Oh, you want to go deep? Okay.
Oh, I want to go deep.
I love silent films. The pre-1929, like pre-Jazz Singer, like those old style, like Metropolis, those really gritty, you had one camera and that's it.
There's that film school.
Something about it is just, it's just so raw.
Pre-Jazz silent films. So you like movies before heroin, huh?
Also, if we're going to go into talkies, the Universal Monsters series, I could name random-ass facts about the Universal horror movies from the 30s and 40s.
This is very true.
Another deep bench. Well, you guys know the Beatles. That's not really
not
deep.
That's far not from deep bench.
Yeah, that's very not deep.
I wouldn't include Mel Brooks for this question either.
No.
Because we all know him. Yeah.
That man is a saint.
Do you care to talk about your affinity for Steven Seagal and Van Damme films?
Vinny, it's not your turn. The floor is not open for other questions yet.
Oh, I'll come.
Don't oh, come I was me. Just trying to...
hijack the show. We know.
No,
that's fine. Joe, what nerd moment led to your sexual awakening?
Specific story you're pulling up?
God, I didn't get this fucking question.
What led to my sexual awakening?
Yeah, what nerd moment led to your sexual awakening?
You do know this for a fact? Because it's like not everyone popped their first boner at Rogue.
I know that there's a thing for Joe.
Oh, God.
I feel like he's too old for it to have been Jessica Rabbit in Space Jam.
No.
Or Lola Bunny, whatever the fuck her name was.
No, it wasn't Lola
Jessica
Bunny.
Rabbit was actually.
He is old
Rabbit.
Enough for Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
That's pretty early, though. That's only like 6 years old, right? Because wasn't that 88?
Yeah, we were young.
Yeah. Actually.
Popping rods for Jessica Rabbit? That's...
Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Joe, but you know, what got your mojo going?
I had a thing for Topanga. Oh.
That's what I was waiting for.
Oh, Stand man, she was hot.
That's pop culture, sure. That's not nerdy. That's not like...
That's nerdy.
That's nerdy.
That still made our list of 100 greatest shows.
Yeah, it's nerdy.
Okay, sure, but it's not a nerdy show.
It
was pretty
times.
Popular.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, actually, if you want to go nerdy, what's her name from Revenge of the Nerds 2? Courtney Thorne Smith.
Yeah, she was in a lot of stuff.
That's good pull, too. Good job, Joe. I knew you wouldn't let me down on that one. But I knew it was Topanga.
Oh, yeah.
We have had...
You hear the name Courtney Thorne Courtney Thorne Smith often.
No. Joe and I have had discussions about the hotness of Topanga on many occasions.
Oh, yeah.
If Nerdities could remake something from your childhood, what would you pick?
You're talking movie, TV show, or just an event?
Movie, TV show.
Movie,
toy line, book, doesn't matter.
An event.
Yes, if Nerdities could recreate an event in your life.
Justin, I'm gonna go. You know this deep pull. I'm gonna go with the Capital Critters.
I knew
I would
Joe
like
was
to
pick
see
that.
Us bring that back.
That was
such a fun show.
I think we're the only show mentioning Capital Critters anywhere ever.
So I'm scrolling through TikTok.
And we do it a lot.
I scrolled through TikTok the other night, and there's like a 90s nostalgia page that I follow. And they had the opening of someone's cell phone, Capital Critters. And
they're all on YouTube.
They are. They are on YouTube. We would have, I think,
13 episodes, one season.
Really good time with a show like that.
It was just, it was so off the wall, but it was, it had heart.
It did have
the heart. The show had heart.
I really do barely remember this. I don't think I ever watched it. Was it like a after school show?
No.
No, it was a prime time.
Yeah.
Maybe I watched it. My mind might have blanked this completely.
It was along the time of Scorch. Do you remember Scorch on like CBS? The little puppet dragon. And what was the fucking underwater one?
Snorks.
No. It was a primetime show.
SeaQuest?
It was like Fish Cops. That's not the name of it. But I think that's what...
Animated?
It was animated.
Street Sharks.
It wasn't Street Sharks. It was a primetime show. It wasn't... Joe's...
Street Sharks is prime.
I've tried...
Producing during his interview.
It's not Fish Police.
No, it's not. I know that's not the name of it. Fish City, maybe? I don't fucking know. It was all during that time. Like Mantis and Viper, SeaQuest.
Incredible shows.
All incredible shows.
All the children of Airwolf.
So, yeah. I like that pick, Joe. I think we would, especially if we were to set it during like the modern political climate.
Fish Police?
Maybe.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
And a lot of fish shows. It's hard to search.
Yeah, I know. I'll figure it out, and then I'll let everybody know. But I'm not going to do that now. Brings me around to my last question before the end list, before I open this up to the floor here. Joe, I'd like for you to say one positive and one negative thing about each member of the group.
Okay.
It's a very good addition. I do like this one.
Negative first, then the positive. We break down and then we build up.
It's tough, man.
I know. I don't like saying negative things about people.
I'm just cold-blooded. I had very little problem being like, this is what's wrong with you.
This is
what's right with you.
I didn't get to have this question asked to me.
I was going to say, Mike, did you do me for that? Because I wasn't on the show for yours.
No, Justin started
it. I started it with Mike.
Yeah, right. So did Mike answer for me even though I wasn't on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a dick. I got to go back and listen.
Yeah, yes, you do. All right, Joe. Let's start with
that was accurate.
Our newest that was accurate. Edition, Vin.
Be gentle.
Don't be. Put it in.
This could just be the nail in the coffin.
I can probably answer for him, but go ahead, Joe. You don't like anything that I say, ever.
No, that is not true at all.
Justin can back me up on that.
I mean, I hate most of the things you say anyway.
Thanks.
Vin does sometimes like to tank things.
There you go.
Tank Abbott Punch.
But what's the positive?
Vin, you bring such life to this show. You really spark things in everybody.
Yeah, you're definitely the Cialis of the show.
So I'm an extremist by your account. I tank things, but I also bring energy and life.
Yeah,
you do.
Killer Elite.
Nothing middling here. No,
all extremes. Never. I'm all in. Thank you.
All right, Joseph. Michael.
Negative.
It's the hardest thing for Joe to do because it causes him to have to improv and be personal at the same time. And these are the hardest
things.
See, that's easy for me to do. It's easy for me to say things about people.
The thing is, he knows he wants to say these things. He does not like confrontation, and he thinks that people are going to get mad, but it's a safe space.
That one gets to me, it's not. Fuck you, Joe. Do mine now. I double dare you.
No one ever holds grudges. Ever.
Mike?
Come on, Joe, be heartless.
He's old as fuck.
No.
You're falling apart, you know, pussy Mike, getting, motherfucker.
Mike could be brutally honest.
Well, laid that one right out there.
He could be.
Is that the good or the bad?
That's the bad for Joe.
Yeah, he could be brutally honest.
But.
It's usually a positive trait.
But Mike, he knows how to bring joy into things. You know how, you make me laugh.
Oh, thank you.
You have such a personality. Like, you really, your personality needs to shine more. More people need to know about your personality.
I agree with that.
You really need to, should be out there, and like the world needs to know
why.
Too self-deprecating at times.
This is what's coming down for this thing. I don't know if we're influencing each other with our answers, but they're starting to echo each other.
All right, do Kyle next.
He's fat.
He wears too much flannel. This isn't Seattle, bitch. You live on the shore of New Jersey. Stop it.
Dude, this is the first flannel shirt I've worn in like 3 weeks. Shut the fuck up.
You're short. Your belly button sticks out.
His knuckles drag on the ground.
A little bit of problem. I was always able to find something about somebody.
It's so hard to find.
Come on,
something.
Joe. I'm not that perfect.
He's not.
So hard? Kyle makes you hard?
I look too much like the panga. That's my negative.
He likes bears.
Full juicy lips. Oh my goodness. Big juicy
lips. Like,
only so much juggling we can do.
I think the positive is that I rarely make jokes about his sister.
Yeah, you know. When we do,
no one else is around.
In the past, like when we did our videos, like the confidence in the you were holding back. But lately, you've been dialing it to 11. Like, you went hard during the wrestling promos.
Not gonna lie.
You went full.
Your midlife crisis might be the best thing that's happened to you for this show.
My midlife crisis? I don't even know what that means. What is my midlife crisis?
Like, you know, all the stuff that's been stressing you out outside of the show, like, it seems you come and, like, it's almost like a therapy session for you, but you just vent it towards everybody else. It's great. I love it. Even when I'm the fucking receiving.
I would also like to think I'm not near the middle of my life.
I was hanging on. Like,
I would to think I'm at least close to a decade away from the middle of my life.
Well, you don't start eating better and taking care of yourself.
Well, I had a palm reader once tell me I was going to live to 82. So if I died before that, fuck that lady. This is my moment.
I had a palm reader tell me that I was never going to get remarried, and here I am on my second marriage.
Who said that?
Some palm reader was like, "Oh, I see you only married once."
Has she heard of mail order brides?
That's not really fair, though, because that's something you could control.
You can help
control. I can't control how old I am when I die, really.
Well, sure if you take care of yourself and live a healthy lifestyle, you can help.
All right, back to Joe, damn it.
Well, I was going to say the second round of Kyle's studio.
So what's good about Kyle?
They inquire about vintage training.
See what Joe just
did? Oh, yeah, he did.
By doing nothing, he redirected it.
Yeah, Kyle. I want to see Kyle at a con now.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think
going all out.
I think it depends on the situation for me. I think I very much am dependent on the energy of other people. So like, if something makes me nervous, but I see somebody else is nervous about that thing, I instantly gained confidence. I think if Vinny wasn't so nervous about doing the wrestling thing, I would have been very nervous to do the wrestling. I mean, I was nervous going into it.
Before Maine.
As soon as action was called, you went, wow.
Well, that's why when we do stuff, not the shows anymore. I mean, I used to do a lot of prep for the shows, but like when we do stuff, like I over prep to like a ridiculous level because I'm so nervous.
You hold that confidence. You have it. You have it. We've seen it.
Grab
We've
it. Seen it does not it. Exist.
Grab it by the balls.
Yeah.
It does not exist. All right. I want to hear what this shit you got to say about Justin now.
Yeah.
Justin, the negative, he knows how to push my buttons.
Yes, I do.
That was quick.
Of course, we've known each other for 35 years, guys. Like,
Justin has a huge heart.
I do.
There's back in the day, I had a crush on this girl,
Justina,
and Justin talked to her, and she was gonna dance with me.
Yeah,
and I chickened out.
He did.
I completely chickened out.
I played matchmaker.
How many days of your life do you think about that moment?
Every.
She's pretty cute too.
She was cute. She was cute. That was. She was like my grade school crush. Like. Yeah.
Jen Ashworth.
Justin. Mm-hmm. I worked with her for a minute.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Elementary school?
Yeah. No, middle school. I think it was middle school then.
Yeah, it was middle school.
Doesn't make it better.
What? Doesn't make what better? That I remember it? Fucking steel trap, bitch.
Are you picturing her in slow motion with, like, Boys to Men playing?
If I look back at that moment, I do regret, I should have been more confident then. I was not very confident.
You should have been more Kyle.
Should have been more Justin.
Justin's put his neck out for me many times.
You left him flapping in the wind.
It's all right. Mm-mm. It's okay. Because one of these days, I'll release the video of me and a sister. Just kidding. All right, I'm going to open up for group questions, and if there are none, I have the list. No, got nothing?
Come on. I got one.
Yeah.
It's kind of a two-parter. Is there a fandom that you either attempted to get into and you're just like never about it, like it never clicked with you, or is there a fandom that you either found so obnoxious or so toxic that it completely turned you off to that particular thing?
So one I tried to get into and never could was that whole Magic the Gathering. I just couldn't do it. I just, like, all my, like, all those Magic cards, I kill it.
Themselves.
Just the, that. Oh, I forget it.
Not even
it
the songs?
That one's
Pokemon.
Nope. Nope. After the whole thing, the game, the cards, the show, none of it.
The song? But the song.
The Pokemon song? Nope.
Bro, the Pokemon song hits so fucking hard.
It really does.
The opening?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude.
Never do it. Everybody was so about Pokemon. Like that Pokemon Go when so many people were playing it.
Yes.
Nope.
I wanna be
Candy Crush. Thought for sure.
No one ever was.
That would have been a. That would have been a
catch
a
them
second.
Is my interest. Train them day, is my cause.
business. So do the before. And can you time it out properly to make it seem like you did it?
I have done that. I also do the, instead of just doing this, I'll do that.
Okay, you switch it up.
Yeah, I switch it up sometimes. I do the two-hand open.
Nice, just how's your timing? So Joe, when you go to a place like Target and the automatic doors, when you go up to them, do you wave your hand as if you're doing the force to open them? If so, how's your timing?
You do it, and sometimes I do the two-hand.
What's that from? That's not Star Wars.
No. That's just me just like, kind of like.
Your own thing?
Yeah.
That's the me. Jew in him parting the seas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. That's DNA stuff.
Sense memory.
Beth does look at me like I'm crazy when I do it because I'd find myself sometimes not even thinking about it, just going.
She's well. You know what it is, dude. That's our version of you know when you're just hanging out with your lady and they just go, "I think I need a dress." That's the same thing where we go to the doors and we do this. And you're like, no, for yeah, what? We're not even talking instinct. About anything. You need a dress for it.
You know, the you know, opening the turbo lift for Star Trek. You know, I wish they had the sound.
Yeah. Yeah, they got to bring that to doors. That'd be nice.
Is that it for the group questions?
Mike's got to ask his question.
Not really, if this is going to keep tripping us up.
All right.
You want to end it and try to reestablish connection? I lost you.
Yeah, shit.
Okay.
All right, Joe. Got a list of questions that no one else has ever asked guests at the end of a segment such as this ever. What is your favorite word?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What is your least favorite word?
Can't.
Okay. What turns you on?
Topanga.
Confidence.
What turns you off?
Trying to think of the word. Self-denial.
What sound or noise do you love? Clapping them cheeks.
I'll go really nerd. The Windows sound.
That is very nerdy. What sound or noise do you hate?
I could go nails on a chalkboard. the girl Beth watches on Facebook Live. I hate her voice so much.
Very specific.
Yes, it is. It's like fucking this screeching cat howl. It's ugh.
What is your favorite curse word?
Cunt.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Actor.
What profession would you not like to do?
The guy who cleans out septic tanks.
They do say it smells like French toast.
Oh.
Dipped in shit. Yeah.
That dirty job one when Mike Rowe went to like Trenton and did that. Yeah.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Aha!
Well played, Mr. Pravdo. And there you have it, kids. Another exciting episode of Inside the Nerdy Studio. I have been your host, Justin, for the time. And I would like to thank Mr. Joseph Pravdo for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You don't get a
regular. So emotional and open.
Yes.
Do I go now?
It's over.
Oh, you stopped it. Okay. Yeah.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.